know, about the time we get to thinking that we're the all in all, that we've done it on our own, right? I did it. I stuck out the week. I made it another week. Did you ever stop and look back and see how you made it? Sometimes it was the skin of your teeth, wasn't it? That's because he was there. He never left us one time. You know, this... I don't know about y'all, but... <clears throat> 2020 has been one of those years. I'm kind of like that meme you've seen floating around on Facebook where the guy's over here, he looks like he's out of breath. And it says, I'm just waiting to see what chapter of Revelation we're in now. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, we're in every chapter that the Bible has ever written about the end times. I fully expect for the church to be removed. And I'm talking about real believers, not phony baloney. Yeah, you came to church every Sunday, but you went out and you acted like the world. How about you be the same kind of believer on Saturday night as you are on Sunday morning? How about we get some more of that? It's what we need. We need people who are the same, whether you're up here in a choir robe or I don't even know what the preachers call those robes. I'll call it a smock. If you can't be the same person Monday that you are Sunday, what kind of person are you? Well, you just don't understand. Honey, I understand everything. This is my Monday. I'm not having a good day. I don't care. I choose to serve God. I choose to sing to him. I choose, well, I'm going to tell you right now, there wasn't nothing greater. I was standing back there, and Carter was, he'd been up apparently since 10 to 6 this morning. Anyhow, he was starting to wear down. And I just started holding him, and you know, the praise and worship music came on. And I'll tell you what, the first hit with the drum, he kicked. He started going right in, but then he just wound down. And he tucked his little arm inside, likes to sleep on his arm. He tucked that arm, one arm in, had the other one around me. And he's still asleep. But he fell asleep. And I just have to imagine that's what it's like when we go running to Abba, our Father's arms. We go running. Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you will not see the kingdom of heaven. He didn't say act childish, ladies and gentlemen. He said you become as a little child just like that. That no matter what was going on, the kid loves music. It's in his DNA. It's all there is to it. But he was able to relax. I'm not Abba, I'm Grand Abba. But he was still able to feel the love. There's an old song, and I think it's even maybe from the 70s, called Father's Arms. Come fall into your Father's arms. I think it was maybe Sweet Comfort Band or Daniel Amos way back. It was on a Maranatha record. That's how old it is. Come fall into your Father's arms. Folks, when the world feels like it's coming in, you know, people that think, well, we're just here, you know, nothing will ever touch us. The riots have hit Columbus. Apparently there was a protest in Marion yesterday. Do things need to change? Absolutely. Things need to change. The church needs to change. The church needs to change. The church needs to quit. Look and see, we're bigger than you. Who cares who's bigger? We all have our own job to do. And when we stick out and do our job, then the body is edified. The body. I praise God that my big toes don't just do their job because they think they're only supporting the other toes. Man, they're supporting this whole thing. If you don't think I'm kidding, come up here and stand on the edge like I am. My big toes right now are pushing to keep me from falling off of this stage. We all have a part. We have got to start praying and believing, ladies and gentlemen, those of you at home. We've got to pray and believe. Well, Pastor, but I got all these things. Take your things, do this, put them over here and say, God, I'm going to pray for your will in this. I'm going to pray for the president. Well, I don't like him. I don't care if you like him. I'm sure Peter just was enthralled with Caligula. Come on. Let's pray for these leaders. How about you pray for Nancy? There's a slap in your face. Let's pray for Nancy Pelosi. Let's pray for Governor DeWine and Amy Acton. Let's pray for these people instead of tearing them down. By the way, I believe a lot of this is playing into the hand of God. You can't stop it. Hello? Prophecy is prophecy. Things are going to happen. You aren't going to stop. I don't care how much faith you think you got, how much you think you got the ear of God. Let me tell you somebody who I think, I told him the other day, I said, you have got to have a direct line to the ear of God. And that's that woman right there. She said one day, how about we cut this tree down? I said, it's the most beautiful, perfectly shaped maple tree. Why would we cut it down? I came in 2 weeks later and the thing was dead at the roots. It died at the roots. So she says this week, I want some gravel. I want some gravel for mulch now. She's tired of buying mulch and spreading it. I'm tired of buying it. She's tired of spreading it. I said, all right. So I made the call. I said, they can have your gravel here Sunday or Saturday morning between 8 and 2. Well, that don't give me much time to get it down, does it? And I said, no. I'm not kidding you not, folks. Thursday afternoon they called. I just ordered it Wednesday evening at 4:30. Thursday afternoon, he said, hey, would it be all right if we brought your gravel today? I'm like, well, I sent her a message. I said, by the way, you have got to have a direct line straight to the ear of God. She can't stop what's going on. That's my point. Evil is being revealed. That's all there is to it. You're going to see more and more of it. Do not let it shake your faith. Do not let it dictate who you are in Christ. You know, I know how many preachers have fallen. I know how many preachers have hurt people. I'm not them. I'm not them. Do I have my faults? Absolutely, positively. We all got them. I saw something the other day on one of my Marine Facebook pages. It said, you know, when you point the finger like that, you still got three fingers pointing back. Right? He said, that's why Marines invented the knife hand. Next time you get to watch General Mattis talk, it's all five digits are pointing out. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have got to start self-examining ourselves before we go screaming at somebody else. But Pastor, what's going on in the world is awful. Absolutely, and it's been going on. You're just now seeing it. Anybody who's been following the will of God and praying has been awakened to the fact that evil has been here the whole time. The Antichrist has been here the whole time. None of this stuff is a surprise to me. Everything has been ordered. Every step has been ordered. So remember that. Now I'm going to bless the tithe and offering this morning, and then we're going to pray over some blankets. I'll explain a little bit more here in a minute, but let's bless the tithe offering, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Father, we thank you that we have the power to pray, that we can come to you knowing that whatever we ask in your name, you will do it. And now, Father, we also bring forth our tithe and offering. We call it blessed, Lord, as you have called it blessed. Now, Father, I, as your servant here on this earth, your representative, I bless it. And I call your word to stand as testament that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. Father, you'll rebuke the devourer for our sake, Father, if we will only trust you. So now, Father, it is yours. It is holy. Bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so if everybody could be seated for just a moment. I know you're chomping. Trust me, I'm chomping to get my message too. As I laid down last night, I was wondering if I was even going to be able to go to sleep because it started rolling. I was like, well, I know where I'm going, Lord. I need some more info. And he gave it to me. So Keith and Liz, would you come up here real quick? We're going to... God has moved on them to do a ministry of... It's a blessing type ministry in which they present baby blankets. And we are going to be blessing these baby blankets. They will go out because these blankets are not just for the church. These are blankets for children outside, I believe, even going through Heartbeat.
Anywhere. As well.
Anywhere. Anywhere we learn of a baby. Yeah. Anywhere that God opens the door and says, hey, here's a baby, here's a woman pregnant, we know what we can bless them with, and we're going to pray. And they're going to be sending this... It's called Psalm 91 Covered Quilt Ministry. And this prayer, this is going in with each blanket, yeah. Right? Okay. I'll just read this out to you. It says, I pray in Jesus' name that this new child shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is his or her refuge, fortress and God, and he will or she will trust in him. The declaration, the Lord shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and noisome pestilence. He will cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Thou shalt not fear, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. He will give his angels charge over you to keep thee in all thy ways. The Lord will answer you when you call upon him. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're doing. You know, they sent out handkerchiefs back in the day from Paul and Peter, and because they couldn't make contact with everybody. Well, we're not going to be able to make contact with everybody. Now, I'm here to tell you right now, if you need prayer, come up. We pray here. I don't send out handkerchiefs if you attend. Okay? Defeats the purpose. These are going out to people that I may never see, that we may never meet. So know that these blankets are blessed. And when they go out, we're going to believe that God's anointing will be wrapped around that child. Amen. Oh, Smith Wigglesworth's wife had a minister, and she was keeping the minister, and he would sleep in Smith's bed every night. And finally, one time he got up. He said, I can't take it no more. The anointing of God was in that man's pillow. The preacher would sleep at night. Smith worked in, or sleep in the day and the night. Yeah, I'll get it right. But you need to understand something, folks. That's what a child that is wrapped in the blessing of God. So we're going to pray over these things. So if you'll stand with me real quick, we're going to bless them, bless this ministry, and for God, pray for God's leading. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you to be a part of this ministry. Lord God, right now, we bless these blankets. We bless these hands. Father, as they go about, Lord, we pray that you lead them and you guide them, Father, to these children. Father, that each child will feel wrapped in your love. Father, they will grow up, even though the parents may not know you. Father, there will be something leading them to you. Lord God, we thank you and praise you right now that you're moving in this ministry. Lord, you're opening doors, Father, and opportunities to share the love of God with each and every one of these people represented. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right, super kids, charge. Caleb's been waiting for months to hear that. Oh, I have to tell you, Caleb, that did my heart so good. Ah, praise God. Gotta get some more water in there. Well, this past week, over the weekend, and I guess, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday type, my boys and I, through at different times, were able to go fishing. And we went down here to the State Lake. We knew that there was three good days. It said that Sunday night was good. Is that right? But then we had three nights of best. And Jesse had just got a new fly rod, so he wanted to try it out. He comes back, and he calls me on the phone and says, "Dad, I got some crappie. Can we cook fish tonight?" Okay, mind you, I'm sitting by the fire. It's dark. I'm like, "Buddy," I said, we got to cook them in oil. And I said, "I'm not going to get that. I'll find something in the house to eat." He comes in, and he lays down five nice trout. He said, "They were just hitting." Well, we went back out that night. It's 10 o'clock or something, and there's Jesse and I standing there. We got all these stupid bugs flying around our lights, standing on slippery rocks, and we had some bites. We didn't get anything, but we went out the next morning. We came back with 10 trout. Justin caught four. By the time it was all said and done, ladies and gentlemen, we had caught 27 trout. And not like the little ones that I caught the opening day. I'm standing next to the game warden, which, by the way, is not a fun place to be standing fishing. But I was there the day they released them, and I'm sitting there with my fishing pole, and he comes up and said, "Well, I'm here. I might as well check you." Great. Which I had my license. But anyhow, I pulled up his little trout. That thing was about that big. I'm like, seriously, and the guy down, right down the way, caught a trout that big. I'm telling you right now, we've only got a few small ones. All of them are big trout and delicious. We've already had some. It's kind of spurred something on me. What are we really called to do? Be fishers of men. See, everybody here, the whole time that I was fishing that night, the saying kept going, "If it's called fishing, not catching. If it was called catching, you'd be catching fish all the time, right?" Anybody's ever had a bad night or a bad day of fishing? No, they don't bite when you want them to bite. They bite when they're good and ready. Oh, by the way, before you go getting crazy, the water is warmed up and the trout are dying. So we saw six of them go downstream. Just anybody here thinking, "I'm going to go down to the State Lake and catch trout." Might be too late. But anyhow, and so I'm like, okay, we're supposed to be fishing. What do we use as our bait? What's supposed to be our bait? What? Why were they attracted to Jesus? Love. His compassion for them. He had compassion on the people. They followed him. What did he do? He fed them. Not just them, but their children. He healed them. He prayed for them. He loved on the children. Do you know how rare that is? Listen, folks, I don't care how big of a ministry you think you are. And by the way, at home, I'm probably going to disappear. I'm walking today. So many people don't want the children. Get them out of my sight. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to know. They break my vibe with Jesus. If a child crying, now get it, I'm not talking about a hysterical scream. Yeah, by all means, that's driving mama nuts, okay? My granddaughter starts singing back here. Do you understand? I'm never going to tell her to shut up. And feel free not to do it yourself. Just saying. If she wants to sing, if these babies want to sing, they can sing. I would love to see some of you dance the way some of these little kids are running around here dancing. But anyhow, he used love. Why? Because he is love. Love is not a word that we just say, is it? It is our actions. It should be our character. It is how we should be defined. Jesus said in John 15:13, no greater love has any man that he would lay down his life for his friends. So love is our military. People laying down their lives. Yes, love is also our police. They're not all bad. But until we actually deal with the corrupt ones, and I got a feeling that chain's going to go really high. I've watched too many Steven Seagal movies. But there's corruption everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. If you're just saying, well, this is just, it will just now seeing corruption. We've had corruption for centuries. Well, the political banter back and forth, oh, please, nobody took a shot at each other. You can ask our local historian here. We got presidents who were duking it out. Not just standing on the other side saying, yeah, when I get president, I'm going to throw you in jail. No, they went outside and they started fighting. This is the kind of garbage that's been going on. The church. Now, let me deal with the church, my area. The church has been trying to steal sheep. How are we going to grow? I hate when I hear a church, how are we going to grow? How do you get more people? Go get them saved. Get them saved. Oh, no, we need to have this. We need to lure more people in. You're a sheep stealer, and I'm a dog. I'm the devil dog. I don't like sheep stealers because they don't love the sheep. They love the notoriety. Well, look at us. We got the biggest church in town. We got this going on. We got that. What do you got going on? What are you doing for the community? I don't know, just warring against the enemy. Stopping the devils from overrunning this community. Well, Pastor, you need to be doing, yeah. Oh, by the way, did I mention we feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and help the homeless? Did I mention that? I don't put it in the paper. It's what we're supposed to do. It's what we're here for. See, I'll make you fishers of men. Listen, people can tell if you're a fake or not. We have got to be genuine people. We've got to really love people. And sometimes that means no matter how bad you got hurt or how bad you got smacked, you still love them. I got sucker punched one time by a Marine in my unit. That was the time I learned if the guy's long and skinny, you stand twice as far away. I was like, man, I know I was over 6 feet away from him. He's still connected with me. Something smart I said. I mean, I've never been known to say anything smart, Aleki. It was the truth. Mind you, it was the truth. We were going to get to eat chow that morning. We didn't normally get to eat breakfast because there were too many people in the chow hall. It was too small. And we were first ones in line. But somebody didn't empty the trash can in our common area. And I simply said, if somebody had been doing their job, we'd be the first ones in line right now. Guy came back, what'd you say? And I said it again. I'm kidding you not. That's from me to Angela, from him. Somehow he ended up at the end of my chin. Do you know what? That cost him. He got it. A staff sergeant saw him do it. Didn't mean that I didn't love Bowder. That was his name. Tall, skinny redhead from Colorado. Just because he hauled off and hit me didn't mean I didn't love him. And trust me, nobody from any other platoon was going to mess with him. That's all there is to it. He was my Bowder. He was my Marine. He was my companion. We have got to start loving. So, let me get rolling with the scriptures because I got a few this morning. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." This is in Matthew, and I believe it's Mark or Luke records. He says, "I will help you catch men." Why does God want us catching people? Because they don't know where they're headed. They don't know that the world is going to come to an end as we know it. The Bible's been predicting all this stuff for centuries. People are just now surprised. Well, it's because of this. Do you think it's any wonder that the devil has tried to kill the leadership in the family? How many men have we lost to wars in the 1900s alone? World War II was over 400,000. Vietnam, 56,867, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't remember the exact number. 58,3, somewhere in there. Okay. So, yeah, I think it's 367. Now that you mentioned, I tried to remember it the other day. That's the fathers that would have affected our generations right here. War. They were killed in war. Now, I think our country finally got its head screwed on somewhat straight with this last war we've been involved in. We've not turned our backs on the veterans. We realize that the veterans weren't the only ones hurt. There were children. So we've been extending love, trying to help the families, trying to help the veterans that are wounded. We give to those organizations, see? That's what love does. By the way, I'm not going to start my own aid society to help. There are good societies out there. There's good organizations. I think Wounded Warrior's great. I know some people, I don't rob. I just shut up. Just shut up when you help one veteran who's dealing with holding the head of his brother in his arms while he died. Then you can talk to me. But going off and starting your own because you don't agree. I don't care if you agree with Samaritan's Purse. I want to see people get the gospel. I don't care if you don't agree with whether or not we give to the children in India. I watched a video, and a lot of them are Indian. I was on Facebook the other night, on one of the feeds. I have no idea what it said because it was written in whatever language they speak, Indian. The people sleep in the streets when it's so hot. Now, I don't know if you know how hot that is. I've got a good idea. People who's been in the jungle has a really good idea how hot India is. But this whole family was sleeping in the street, and there was a security camera. And this guy walked right up beside the bed of a child. And he looked around to see if any, and he saw the camera. and he walked away. He was gonna steal that child. The ministries we give into help these people. They're being told about Jesus. Well, they're still living sinful lives. So are you, hypocrite! How about we just throw the doo-doo where it belongs? You know, when you throw stuff in a fan, it comes back, right? We're living in such a time that the church has not got the time anymore to be fake, to be bickering about this, this, and this. No, I'm not going to go lock arms with everybody. They've got their job and they had better march on. When I was with Motor Transport Maintenance, MTM Company, we had a different job than Ninth Motors. Well, we were all motor transport, but we had different jobs. And we had to do our job or else the success of the Marine Corps was in jeopardy. Same thing with the Army. Every unit in the Navy, they've got their purposes. The Air Force, they've got their purposes. And they can't be just, oh, well, hey, buddy, buddy, you know, hey, you know. I had a friend who was in LAAVs. That's the wheeled armored vehicles for Marines. Oh, no, he was LAAVs, light armored assault vehicles. Met a guy the other day who was an Amtraker. We had our own jobs. Now, we pick on each other, especially grunts. They pick on us. Oh, you know, we're the pride of the Marine Corps. We're O311s, yeah? Without Motor T, the pride don't ride, so. They don't like walking any more than we did. But we each have our own job to do. We have to police ourselves. It's time we have leaders actually start being leaders. 1 Corinthians 3. Six through nine. This is Paul talking. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. He and Apollos didn't do a whole lot together, but they had the same goal. Just like the offense and the defense on a football team. If you're fortunate enough to have a big enough team that you can have two separate squads, that's great because you're not wearing the guys out all the time. But the offense has a different job than the defense. Apollos had a different job than Paul. Paul planted the seed. Paul was in Corinth and he planted the seed in the Corinthians, and Apollos was there and he watered that seed. So who's greater? The person who came in, planted a seed, and left, or the person who stood there and nurtured it. They're the same. They're the exact same. It's God who is greater. Mark chapter 6. And go to verses 10 through 11. And Jesus said, and also he said to them, in whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place. And whoever will not receive you nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against him. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Now, Jesus is talking about sending out his disciples. I've talked about this recently. In which, when you minister to somebody, it's not your job to sit there and browbeat them into accepting Jesus. Plant the seed. Well, they said a prayer. It don't mean nothing if they didn't mean it. If they weren't convicted. If they didn't do it and really mean it. Do you know how many prayers I've said for people to get them off my back? Where do I start? I didn't know at the age of 8 what it meant for salvation. What am I being saved from? Daddy, is the Incredible Hulk real? That's all I was concerned at 8. Is that big green monster going to actually tear through that door? So you sitting there trying to browbeat people into accepting Jesus, plant the seed and pray the Lord of the harvest sends the workers to harvest that seed. I shared with you several weeks ago, before all this mess, that a friend from school got saved. He put it on Facebook. Now they're baptizing him in a watering trough. Okay? He's that tall. About that wide at the shoulders. He's a big boy. There he is sitting there bawling. Hunkered up in the middle of that thing, and they're trying to lay him down in that watering trough to baptize him. Has he done a lot in his life? Oh, yeah. But God led on me to start praying for him years ago. Start praying. What is the praying? Hello, that's the watering. That's part of the watering. So you got friends. Start praying for them. Because I'm going to tell you right now, hell is real. Hell is awful. War has nothing on hell. The hell we imagine has nothing on what real hell is. So when we think that we're just here by ourselves, no. You first off need to start realizing the prayers of a righteous person avails much. And they have so much power. Pray for your family. Pray. Quit worrying about them. Pray when they come to your mind. Pray. You have a powers over the enemy's power. You have authority. Use it. The family, you can do. What's happening in the world government, you're not stopping. Why? Because it is written, says the Lord. I made sure John wrote it down. I made sure Daniel wrote it down. I made sure Ezekiel saw it. I made sure all of them saw it. And who knows? Nostradamus might have saw it. I don't know. I'm just saying, you've got authority over this stuff. You can take power over it. God will work it. And he always works things out to the good of those who are called according to his purpose and do his will. Everybody always, well, he works everything out for our good. Please finish the scripture. For those who love him, and if you love him, what do? His will. Jesus said, you're my friends. I call you my friends. And if you love me, you'll do what I command. Now, so if somebody does not receive what you just shared with them, shaking the dust is metaphorically, in ancient Jewish traditions, when they'd go to a pagan land and they were rejected, when they got back into their territory, they'd shake the dust off of their feet like that and go back into Israel. Back into the land where they were received. Jesus is saying this metaphorically. They know the truth now. You need to be praying that whatever you said took heart, because he said it would be better for Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you understood what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, it was devastating. The best they can find are melted rock. Houses that used to be there, they're just melted. Because the fire was so hot. Just remember that. Well, they rejected me. I'll never talk to them again. Oh, shut up, you ninny. Don't you dare take that attitude. You continue loving. You continue praying for them. If they meant enough for you, or what, are you trying to get a notch in your belt? Well, look, I told 10 people today, look at the notches in my belt. Jesus, I told 10 people about you today. Look. Yeah, he said, I only told you to tell one. But I did 10. Yeah, Keith was supposed to talk to 3 of those. Keith was the one I anointed to do that. Now that person is fighting. Because you didn't have a relationship that Keith had. Do you know how many veterans I get to talk to? I get to talk to a lot of vets. And trust me, they can take what I say a whole lot easier than they can take it from her. She doesn't have that experience. And especially Marines. I think, dear God, where did all these Marines come from? Y'all really do understand, we are the few. There's very few by comparison. But yet on my road, there are 5 of us within a mile. Right in a row. God has given me favor with that. God has given each one of you favor in something that you've done. Something that you've been through. Whether it's a hurt, betrayal, whatever it is. Life experiences, nursing. You have the opportunity because of your experience. God used a term to these 4 fishermen, I will make you fishers of men. Why? Because they understood. They understood all about fishing. And they understood, sometimes you can have really bad nights. If you remember, how many of you got to watch the program that was called The Chosen? The Chosen. Okay, I don't even know how to get hold of you. It's excellent so far. That's all I got to say. It really is excellent. It's streaming somewhere on the internet, and it's really fantastic. And I got to watch this story unfold. They were having a miserable night. No fish. You understand when you need fish to pay your bills? Not getting fish is, I mean, for me not to get fish ain't no big deal. What'd I lose? A few worms? A couple hours? Got hungry? When they didn't get fish, nobody ate. They didn't pay their bills. They didn't pay their debts. And Jesus said, come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They understood, not everybody's going to bite. Did everybody bite? Absolutely not. If they had a bit, Jesus or Peter wouldn't have been crucified upside down. Now, all right. So James, chapter 2. That all I'll go 8-9. It said, if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law of the transgressors. What's he talking about? Well, you know, that neighbor over here, he and I, we're both from the hills. But this neighbor over here, he's from the city. We don't like him. So we're going to shun him. I just put that in an easy. Or that one's white and that one's black and I don't like that one. That's what they say. How can you claim to be a Christian and pull that garbage? That is purity garbage. Newsflash, white people. Jesus wasn't white. Neither was he black. But he was probably very brown skinned. Very, maybe olive colored skin, but very dark. Darker than me. Probably had black hair. Probably even curly. He wasn't that pale faced, blue eyed, long brown haired thing they got hanging in the chapels. Neither was he this tiny little weakling hanging on a cross. Do you understand? There weren't many trees. He was a carpenter, but they built primarily out of stone. Now we happen to have somebody who's a brick mason, and he will tell you, You lug bricks around with tenders, they hate that job. They're always hiring tenders. Why? Because you're the guy that's got to carry the brick to the job. You're the one that's got to carry the sand and the mortar and all of this stuff. You aren't a puny little beanpole of a guy hanging on a tree. You have muscles. You have strength. You have rough hands. Every mason I've known has had rough hands. Every drywaller. The other day I was doing some drywall and I just started doing that. I was like, I don't even need the sanding pad. Looky there. Jesus was not a little wimp. Now, let's go to 14. It says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? I know you're saying, well, Pastor, where are you going with it? We were talking about catching people. Well, you know what? This scripture is not talking about faith in your works for a new car. Newsflash. You know how God blesses you? It's a real simple word. Obedience. And I think there should be a school for the body of Christ for training. We send our dogs to obedience school, don't we? Why? We want them to obey us. I think God wants his people sent to an obedience school, that they will obey him. Let's carry on. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but do not give them the things which they need for the body, what does it profit? In other words, if you have the means, well, all I got's 10 bucks. Anybody ever been in hungry? I mean, like, I'm starving. Will 10 bucks buy you enough food to take care of that? Absolutely. Absolutely it will. 10 bucks you can eat. Go to Wendy's, buy the five for five. You have five things in a bag, you still got $5 left over. If you're really that hungry, you want to share, buy two of them. But he's saying, if you do not help them, what does it profit them? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Well, Pastor, I'm still sorry, but I don't get it. I mean, you've used these same scriptures to talk about faith and the things that we need in everyday life. Absolutely. And I've also taught you that obedience is the number one seed. Every deed is a seed. Remember that. It's a seed of your faith. It's a work. Now, you've got to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord and God raised him from the dead. And that he is the Savior. That's what you've got to believe to be saved. But there's things that come along with that. You're supposed to start changing. Now, let's go over to Matthew chapter 25. And we're going to start in verse 31, because this is a long passage. But I want people to hear it. In the light of what I just shared with you. Why? Because I think the time clock is ticking out. The 2-minute warning has sounded, ladies and gentlemen. And it's imperative that the body of Christ is ready. 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father. That's what I want to hear. Come, blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous... Now, by the way, don't get convicted because you don't go to the jails. We have a totally different system nowadays. You got to be vetted. There's so much you got to go through to even get in there. You have to know somebody, unless you're already a minister and starting a Bible study or something. But there are people who are called to do that. Okay? I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, I love that he called him the righteous, and saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick and in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say unto them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Glenn Kaiser said it the best. The way you love somebody the least is how much you is the way you love God the most. So think about that. We can't get swept up in what's going on TV, what's going on in the country. It's hatred, ladies and gentlemen. Pure T hatred. We are not called to hate. We are called to love. Well, I hate sin. Just knock that out. I don't like it either. Actually, we used to love it. I don't want to let any hatred in. Because we're not called to hate. We're called to love. And we cannot afford the time that is dwindling by right now. Pray for your governor. Pray for the health department director. Pray for the president, the vice president. Pray for the Supreme Court. Pray for Nancy Pelosi. Adam Schiff. Pray. That's what you're called to do. Don't pray about them. Pray for them. Because ladies and gentlemen, when the game clock stops, it's over. There's no overtime. There is no even score. It's over. For them, it's over for you. It's over. Period. Hell is real. Very, very real. I'm not going to carry on down through here, but I want to read something the next. Yeah, I will. I'm going to carry on in 41 through 46. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will answer and say to him, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer and say, as surely I say it as much, you did not do it to the one, at least to these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment for the righteousness into eternal life. He's talking about separation of sheep and goats, folks. Sheep and goats, they got a lot of similarities. Smell, they eat the same things, except goats will eat anything. Okay? Goats will eat pure tea garbage. Goats will also destroy a pasture field. Sheep will take it down to a certain height and leave and go to where there's better grass. Goats will eat the roots. They'll eat your fence. They'll eat your pop cans. Whatever comes across their way. They are garbage. I'm going to point out, folks, where they're getting fed is in the church. That's where they were. This isn't the world he's talking about. The world is already condemned. You need to understand, they don't get judged like we get judged. They're already condemned. Jesus said it. The world is condemned because I came. You receive Jesus, you get judged like this. When the world comes up and they say, hey, yo, Jesus, you know, I knew about you. He says, who are you? You never received me. By the way, if you go in Matthew, I'm going to say 27, He talks about it again. Lord, didn't we hold great revival services? Didn't we cast out demons, heal the sick? Didn't we do all these good things for you? And he said, depart from me, I never knew you. And then you're like, oh my goodness, how can I be saved? They're goats. They're goats. They were in the same place. They didn't do it out of love. They did it to, hey, look at the ministry I built. And listen, don't go worrying about trying to get your pretty little hair all up in a tizzy about this. Well, I got to figure out what major ministries are out there that are goats. Knock it off. You're not called to be their judge. God's their judge. If you don't like them, don't support them. This is America, land of the free. Amen? You don't like what somebody's saying? Turn the TV or radio off. You don't like what I'm saying? Too bad. I think I just lost a few. Yeah, I'll find out later who on Facebook turned me off. No. You see what I'm saying, though, ladies and gentlemen? It's not our job to judge these ministries. They will stand before God. Jesus himself promised us. It's our job to keep ourselves in line. You don't even have to keep me in line. Don't worry about me. Pray for me. I need lots of prayer. Lots and lots of prayer. I know myself. One of our leadership principles, know yourself and seek self-improvement. I've been doing that for 30 years. I know myself all too well. And I still got a ways to go. I'm not where I used to be, not where I want to be, but I'm better than I was. That's where we all at. Yeah, Pastor, I don't think you need to be talking about all that ungodly music stuff. Them verses. That is a song, by the way. Tim McGraw. Well, you heathen, you listen to country music. So what? My ringtone is Iron Man. Because I am Iron Man. Oh, you're just filling your mind full of garbage. No, I don't. I turn off the garbage and fill my mind with the Word of God. But I also like entertainment. Just this past week, the lead singer for Hawk Nelson declared he no longer believes in God. Everybody's upset. Yeah. I'm upset because how dare you? How dare you? I don't see how if he's a good God, how come there's so much evil in the world? What part of free will do you not get? I can raise my sons up to be the best men. I can keep the most domineering discipline on them. And when they get out of the house, what are they going to do? Oh, no, not because I'm a domineering person. I'm going to keep domineering them. Yeah, right. They're going to go far away. People have free will. I just thought I'd address this for the body of Christ. How dare you, sir? You're the son of a preacher. You made millions with that band. You made your livelihood preaching the gospel. And suddenly, when things get a little rough, there's no God. You know what happens? Brother, I'm praying for you if you ever happen to hear this. Jesus said, because the love of many grow cold. He lost sight. Preachers do it. How many preachers have turned their back? I can tell you it's easy. I am not going to lie. It is easy. Tempting. I'm not going to lie either. I've told you before. The number of times I'm tempted. Just forget it. Who am I helping? But then somebody says something. All right, Jesus. You knew who to send to pull on the right strings. Get me a little bit back on center. That's the kind of stuff we need. That's why we need to pray for the president. It's why we need to pray for our leaders. Church leaders as well. Community leaders. We need to be praying for them. Why? Because it's not an easy task. You got 20 people wanting you to go 20 different directions, and you're just one person. And I can imagine that he got to the point where people were asking him, "Why, if God is a good God and he's a God of love, why are people starving? Why are people being murdered? Why? Because people are evil." I don't believe you. Go to Genesis. God saw that every intent of man's heart was evil. Well, mine's not. I hope not. You're supposed to be sanctified. If your heart is still evil, we need to have some prayer time right here, brother, sister. You at home? Go to your bathroom, bow down at the throne. Except this time, do it for a good reason. Humble yourself. We actually had a real church service today. We've been having short ones. It's 12:15. Ain't no stinking disease named after a Mexican beer going to keep me down. By the way, Corona, I wear the crown, not you. Yeah, I'm a king and a priest. Keep that in mind. We're kings and priests. Just in the event that you're the little religious devil that you keep in the back of your head, he's wearing the crown. Well, I am a king and priest. So the priest wore a crown. King wears a crown. Just saying. All right, let's stand. Now, for those of you that are still worried and got your drawers all up about this, what's going on in the country right now. Rumors of wars. Jesus said, don't let it bother you. We just read basically what Psalm 91 says. That doesn't work just for the military. Pray it over your family. Pray it over your family. Though 1,000 may fall at my left and 10,000 by my right, I will be fine because you are with me. I don't know about you, but Psalm 23 always runs through for me. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand what David was feeling. I mean, this is betrayal of friends and stuff, but when you're walking through the valley where you know you're going to die, valleys are not good places tactically. They're very bad. Anytime we practice ambushes, we tried to find a place where we had the higher ground. You know you're in for it. But David said, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I love it. He said, the valley of the shadow. I always remember what Petra saying about that. Remember, where there's a shadow, there's a light. You may be walking through that valley and just that little lion cub. Y'all seen the meme? Little lion cub, and then back behind it's Papa or Mama. That's me, Jesus says. You're my cub, and I'm there. Don't let the garbage going on now dictate your joy. Don't let it steal the word of God from you. Stand on it. Well, Pastor, there's stuff happening right in my street. Pray. Pray. What do you think? Psalm 9, and he will hide them under the shadow or under his wing. Cover. Head for cover. All right, let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, first off, we pray for this country and the turmoil it's in right now. Lord God, we begin to pray peace in the name of Jesus. Lord God, starting in Washington, D.C., going to Minneapolis, to San Francisco, all the way up to Bangor, Maine, Lord God, right now, in Jesus' name, peace across this nation. Father God, we bind you every demonic spirit that is trying to stir trouble that is not supposed to be happening. Lord God, people that are running their mouths stirring this. Lord, Father, I pray for the church right now that we all get the understanding where to pray. We're going to pray. Lord, right now, I pray Psalm 91 over everybody in this building. Father, everybody right now in touch online. Father, I thank you and praise you that you're setting your angels round about them, Father God. That no matter what happens, you are there, Lord God, and they are safe. Father, I thank you and praise you for that. Now, Lord God, I bless your people. I thank you for them, Lord God. I thank you that you're moving in their lives, Father. You are with them, whether they realize it or not, Father. I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.